If you work at home, do you get interrupted by your kids or maybe your friends are texting and calling and you can't concentrate? We have a solution. Welcome to Momstown 365. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And in this episode, we're taking a look at those conversations and also boundaries and the advantage of updates and calendars and leisure time.
Okay.
Lots again to cover.
Okay. So I remember when you and I first started working together, our kids were, your three boys and my two girls were under 5 years old.
It was some busy times.
Very busy. Mm-hmm. So when they would go to school, you know, like when Portia went to preschool, I was like, aha, I have time, right? Mm-hmm. But what I did right away, knowing that I only had maybe, was it 3 hours?
Mm-hmm.
And then have to go back and pick up Sterling later. I didn't take personal phone calls at all. And then when they were in elementary school, mm-hmm. it may have been like 8:30 to 2:30. That time was 100% on work. So I trained family and friends. I don't talk to you unless it's before the kids go off to school or right after I pick them up.
So you have to set those boundaries.
Boundaries.
Boundaries. And also, like, having that schedule and a calendar of, you know, knowing what your schedule is. Schedules and organization and calendars are also very important.
I agree. And I'm getting, and this is going to be something that just dawned on me the other day.
Mm.
A little calendar that goes in the kitchen, maybe on the side of the fridge or something,
mm-hmm.
that says the schedule. And recently, so Dave he just gumballs a lot. Like, he'll think of something, and if I'm sitting down working on the computer, he'll peek around the corner and say, blah, 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 and, like, totally destroy my train of thought.
And yes.
And it's unique, because he does it, like, 25 times a day.
You said it's not unique.
No, it's a unique characteristic of his.
Oh, I see.
It's unique.
It's not a unique thing that, like, it just happened on Monday.
No, it happened 25 times on Monday.
And it will happen 25 times on Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Is that what you're saying?
So I'm like,
love that guy.
Do you have Tourette's? What are you doing? Just blurt something out. And it could be, oh, look at somebody said on a text, or look at this thing on Facebook, or do you want to go to the Padre? I mean, it's just random stuff. So I told him, I am drawing verbal boundaries. You know?
You had this conversation with him?
Totally. It's not helped at all.
No, he's still gumballing.
Totally.
Hey, check out TikTok.
Oh my gosh. It's just, but I think it's important to say, you know, like, I'll go, I'm going to be sitting down and focusing on this task for the next 30 minutes.
But the conversation was important to have, and that you had the conversation, because yes. Now it's out in the universe.
So now I just look at him. Like, if he's gumballs me, I just look up and look at him. He's like, oh, sorry, I'll come back. Damage done. Finish your thought. It's like a little kid.
Oh, that's so funny. I could just see his face too. Oh, we'll come back.
I'm like, dude, again?
Bless him.
Seriously.
Oh my gosh. That is so,
so
funny.
Verbal boundaries are okay. It's having the conversation with family and friends. And then when you're working on a project, give them updates.
Yeah.
Because they'll have more buy-in for you. Don't you think?
Yes.
You know, they want you to succeed. They don't realize they're the one. The train's going down the track and the caboose is on the other end. Like, with the brakes on. You're like, I need to keep moving.
So did you get all that out?
Yes. I guess it turned up. This is the I segment felt like I... for Mary. You had nothing to say.
I'm like just nodding.
And
Momstown 365, I told you we have a little bit of fun every day.
Oh my gosh.
That's